Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. We are giving you more free content to get you hooked. We're like the Saints drug. And we want to get you hooked before free agency. So you sign up and you support the show like 225 people do. This one's free. Sign up, support the show at the $10 level, and you get all our swag, the koozie, the magnet, and the new Taysom Hill Crew to Taysom Mardi Gras Cup. It's freaking amazing. All new and current $10 level patrons get it. Consider supporting us. We appreciate it. Andrew, today's show, Taysom Hill's contract. I want you to, because we get a ton of questions, DMs, and people on Twitter that don't understand his restricted free agency, what it means, and his contract potentially going forward. So this is just like an explainer podcast and a sort of prediction of what his contract is going to be. But I want you to explain restricted free agency and what it means for Taysom Hill starting March 18th.
Okay. So starting backwards just from the very basics here. Sean Payton has a decision to make, and Mickey Loomis, they have a decision to make on Taysom Hill in terms of what they will tender him at. Okay, so it's different from unrestricted free agency. That's what Drew Brees has. That's what Teddy Bridgewater has. These are guys with enough accrued seasons that make them veterans, and so they can enter free agency free to negotiate any contract with any team. Taysom Hill is a little different from that because he's a free agent for the first time. And so unless you're a first-round pick, you're a restricted free agent once that hits. So he's now restricted. Actually, that's not true. I think it's if you're undrafted, right? Well, which guys are restricted? It's not draft picks, right? It's just undrafted again.
You are a restricted – if you aren't drafted, you're restricted – until you have accrued 4 years of service time.
Right, right. And this will be his fourth year after he plays this year, at which point, so next year, let's say he signs a one-year deal, he would then be an unrestricted free agent. So this is how the process works for restricted free agents. You have a decision to make of tendering them at three different levels. Either the original place they were drafted, if they were drafted. So in Taysom Hill's case, he was unrestricted. So that's the lowest level, or you could tender him at the second round level, which is more expensive. Or you could tender him at the first round level, which is most expensive. Now most people think the Saints are going to tender him at the first round level. And Sean Payton has hinted that the Saints will do that, which is most expensive and is about, I mean, Ralph, I don't know if you have the numbers in front of you. It's about $6 million.
It's going to be about – but they don't know yet because the cap isn't totally locked in, but it's going to be – I think the number is between $4.8 and $5.8 million.
Okay. So that's what we're looking at in terms of a tender. Now, a tender does not mean that he's on the team. Obviously, the Saints are going to extend that offer to him, but he does not need to sign it.
You need to have the cap space – before he signs it, because he can sign
right
it any day. So you have
space,
to have that cap space available for him
to sign it. Correct. Yep. So once you make that tender, and so it looks like the Saints are going to make the first round tender to him, which, as Ralph said, could be anywhere between high fours and mid fives in terms of total value. Then Taysom Hill's agent can go to the 31 NFL teams and say, hey, are you interested in my guy? If so, offer me a contract. And any team can offer them any contract they want. And so, you know, let's say the Jets decide they want Taysom Hill and they say, here's 2 years, $35 million. Now, here's the risk, is that now other teams are setting the market for your player. Let's say Taysom Hill signs that two-year, $35 million deal with the Jets. At that point, the Saints have a decision to make. They can either match. So the tender is now out. Like that's that contract value, that one-year deal that the Saints pinned him at is no more, and they have a decision to make. They can either match the Jets' offer sheet, which would mean that Taysom Hill would revert back to the Saints on a two-year, $35 million deal, and the Saints have 7 days to make that decision, or the Saints can say, you know what? We don't want to pay Taysom Hill that amount of money. Jets, you can have him. We'll take your first-round pick. Thank you very much. Pleasure doing business with you. So the reason why you would tender a guy at the first-round level is that you think someone would be willing to part ways with the first-round pick to sign the guy, in which case you would get that compensation. So I think if the Saints tender him at the first-round level, my guess is that no one is going to give up a first-round pick for Taysom Hill. That's my gut. I could be wrong about that.
I have said that from day one. If they put the first-round tender on him, they freeze his market utterly and completely. I think the Taysom Hill speculation for other teams, it's been fun. It's gave us many a show. It's given us a show today. You people love it. You click on it. You can't get enough of it. And listen, we gotta fill the void of content. But I've said from day one, they put a first-round tender on him. No one's freaking touching him. They're just,
you don't know crazy though, you know, and that's the thing. Like Gruden may say, yeah, I'll give up a first round pick for Taysom Hill. He's the next Lamar Jackson.
All it takes is
one guy.
That's a top 10 pick though. That's a top 10 pick.
I mean, maybe it's not the Raiders,
but you
get my point though.
Yeah,
I do. Just, all it takes is one crazy, or let's say Tom Brady walks from the Patriots and Belichick's like, you know what? Taysom Hill, I can win a Super Bowl with him. Let's give up our first-round pick. Let's go get that guy. So, I mean, all it takes is one coach, one front office, one team. But, I agree with Ralph. I find it very unlikely that a team would go out there and give up a first-round pick to get Taysom Hill. So, based on that, I think if they tender him at the first-round level, Taysom Hill's agent will try to garner interest from other teams. He won't get an offer sheet because everyone's going to say, hey, I'm not risking paying you and losing a first-round pick. That's not worth it to me. And so he'll end up being stuck with that one-year, $6 million deal or 5.6, whatever it is. And the Saints will get him for one more year at that price, which for a backup quarterback it's less than what they paid Teddy Bridgewater last year. So it's still pretty good. And ultimately, they'll have to decide. Then he'll be an unrestricted free agent the following year. Which could be real tricky at that point, because then it's like you franchise them or what?
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So
I just think it's too difficult for any team, like you said, any team giving up a first round pick, they're not going to do it. And it's too difficult for the Saints to give him a long-term deal, because even if the Saints want to, right, they don't know what Breeze is going to do. And Taysom wants to be a quarterback. So is Taysom going to say, okay, Saints, you're giving me this nice three-year deal, but I may have to sit behind Breeze for 2 years. I don't want to do that. So Taysom may be like, look, I'm going to sign the tender. We're going to play it out and see where I am next year. Because that, I think for Taysom, the thing that makes the contract for the Saints getting an extension now done of multiple years, Taysom wants to be a quarterback, and his freedom next free agency period in 2021 is so valuable. The Saints, whatever they could offer him, it's not as valuable as him being able to decide what he wants to do with his career.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, if you're Taysom Hill's agent, you know, the pie in the sky, I mean, the best case scenario, which absolutely won't happen, by the way, would be for the Saints to tender him at the lowest level, because then they don't get compensation. They don't get a draft pick.
Yeah.
So basically, I mentioned the three tiers. The first level, obviously, you get a first round pick. The second level, you get a second round pick. The lowest level, you get no pick. You just have a right to match the offer sheet. That's it. And if you decide against matching it, then he walks and you get nothing for him. So that's the best case scenario for Taysom Hill, is the Saints say, hey, we'll do the lowest level. We'll tender you there, but, you know, so basically we have a right to match, but
zero,
you don't
chance.
Get any compensation, because then someone else will sign him, you know, for sure, because then he's basically a free agent. And I think it would be very difficult for the Saints to match some of those contracts that would be out there. So here's the thing, Ralph, I think they're going to tender him at the first round level. I think second round is unlikely, because I still think a team would give up a second round pick for him. I think the interesting thing about this is when you tender him at the first round level, it dissuades teams from putting a lot of money towards him, right? So I actually think it's a raw deal for Taysom Hill in some ways, because the protection level that you put on him makes him less valuable in terms of the contract that he would get from other teams because of what they have to give up
in tandem. And the thing is, a team, they could give him a lot of money, but they can't poison pill it where, like, say, oh, Taysom Hill, if you start one game next year, you get a $10 million bonus. And the Saints are like, well, shit, Drew Brees could get hurt. And then he plays one game, we got to give him a $10 million bonus. Like, the NFL outlawed that because teams did it all the time. And then the owner's like, we can't have this poison pill bullshit. So
yeah.
you can pay him whatever you want, but you can't do a poison pill that screws the Saints over if they match it.
Yep. And so, you know, bottom line is, I think the Saints will tender him at the first round. I think he may take some visits. He may work out for some teams. And, you know, to be honest with you, I think those visits and those workouts will be more teams wanting to see where he's at for next year, because they're interested in him if he becomes an unrestricted free agent. But ultimately, I don't think he signs a deal. and he ends up playing for the Saints on that one-year tender.
We'll get out on this because we're over the time. If the Saints tender him at a first-round level and Brady leaves and he goes on a visit to New England, Saints Twitter, we're going to lose our fucking minds. I still don't think the Patriots would sign him, but we will lose our mind and there will be abject panic for like 2 or 3 days. I just want to throw that prediction out there. So,
well, but see, I don't think it's panic because I think it kind of goes back to what we were saying about draft picks, that they're like magical unicorns until we actually pick a player. And so, you know, the unused draft pick is the most sexy thing for fans. And I think losing Taysom Hill would be brutal, but at least you have the carrot of the first round pick that you would get back in return. And I think most Saints fans would be pretty excited about that. So, you know, I don't want to lose him. I don't want to lose a good quarterback that's potentially the heir to Breeze. But if I have to, a first round pick is a good thing to settle for.
Yep. All right, guys, this was Wednesday's podcast, Saints Happy Hour podcast. We're giving you more free content until March 18th when free agency starts. But consider supporting the show. $10 a month. You get a Saints podcast every day. You get all our cool swag, including the new Crew to Taysom Cup item, which is shipping out soon. It's amazing. And you get Andrew's every free agent the Saints sign. Andrew's going to grade their 2019 season and tell you if it was a good signing by the Saints. So, guys, consider it, and we will see you tomorrow.